Do you remember when the schools were integrated?
Yeah. Well, the history of, I'll give you a brief history of the desegregation in Nashville, if you care, if you have the time. Of course, after the Brown decision in 1954, Nashville started its process of desegregation under the Supreme Court Brown decision. The city took the position, because the Supreme Court said, with all deliberate speed, Nashville took the position that what we'll do, we'll desegregate 1 year at a time, starting with the first grade, and then over a 12-year period, we would have the entire city desegregated, the school system. The first schools primarily were schools in North Nashville that were desegregated, and they were schools that were in areas that were, had white and black students. There was no busing or anything of that nature to, for desegregation. Most of those schools were located down near Salem Town, North Nashville, where now we have the Germantown area, that part of North Nashville. Now, the schools over where I went to school, Fort Greene Elementary, didn't have any whites in the area, so it pretty much remained all black. Head School, some of those schools, we pretty much remember McKissick, remained all black. But what happened was there was a lot of litigation filed by attorney Z. Alexander Luby and Avon Williams, Senator Avon Williams, who was also an attorney, that they filed lawsuits against the city. And then in 1971, the actual, the first crosstown busing was began, and that started the integration process, or desegregation process, effectively. Then in 19, that did okay, but it still were a lot of schools in the periphery, outside the periphery, that were not disabled, one race schools, generally white elementary schools, some high schools. So in 1983, there was another court order which was called the agreement in principle, and that was when you really had busing all over the city. Of course, by that time, the 1962, the city county government had combined, so it encompassed all of Davidson County. That's where desegregation effectively started, I would say, to any significant extent in 1971. That's when actually Pearl High School became desegregated. They had put teachers there in 1969, but then 1971, white kids started coming into Pearl High School.
Wow. I was reading about this family, I think their last name was Guthrie or whatever, in 57 they registered, they tried to enroll their daughter in the school. I can't remember the name of the school.
Yeah, it probably was either Hattie Cotton, and Hattie Cotton was bombed, or one of the elementary schools, when they first tried to desegregate it.
And I think that's what really struck me, because the, I think it was the Pittsburgh Courier or something, was talking to them, and the lady, the mother, was talking about all the threats she was receiving over the phone.
Well, they had, I mean, it was even up to 1971, it was a lot of hostility. Actually, a fellow ran for mayor on just a guy named Casey Jenkins, ran against Beverly Biley and almost won, just on the single issue. Fighting busing and desegregation.
Wow, that's really interesting.